because there's 130 different minerals underneath the city of Butte. And that water's seeping through the ground all the time because we have rivers, lakes, creeks, underground lakes, water's coming off the mountain, the water seeps through the ground. When it goes through the minerals, it picks up acid. That water is very strong in acid, very toxic. In the early days of mining, they found out as that cable was coming through, dripping down the shaft, you'd get on them cables and start eating them cables up. Well, they lost cables and they lost men. So they had to figure out a way to save them cables. They came up with a special kind of a tar. And that was our job. Well, we had a crew that did that. What we do, we lower the cage right below the surface of the ground and put timbers across. And we had wooden, square wooden boxes that would open and close. And it had a hole in the middle of it. And of course, we put that, you know, where that hole would be around the cable. And then we give the engineer two bells. When he got two bells, we're telling him we want him to go down. And when he's going down, we had buckets of tar, and we poured that buckets of tar into that wooden box, and it coated them cables up. And we had to make sure all them cables were coated with that special kind of a tar so that water wouldn't get through them. And we had to keep doing that all the time because we had a crew that kept checking them cables, and they were usually part of the crew. And I did that, you know, was on the crew several times where we had to tar the cables. And of course, I was on the crew almost all the time when we had to change the cables.
How do you go about changing the cables? Can you tell me about that
process? Oh, yeah. Well, see, like I said, them cables came in big reels. Mm-hmm. And we used to make stands out of mine timbers. And we put a big metal pipe through the middle, you know, through the hole. And we set it on there. And then, of course, we'd block, you know, put timbers to block the pipe from molding. And then we'd have to make breaks with a timber. You put it like a 2x8 or 2x10 timber. On another timber on top, and we use that for a break. And then at the bottom, it was sticking on, and the bottom we put a timber across it. And we had men pushing down on that so that that cable, that reel wouldn't take off when you start pulling that cable in. Mm-hmm. And so we used to make our own break, make our own stands and make our own breaks and take that cable off. Well, we'd have to take the old cable off and then put the new cable on. Yeah. It took a whole shift to do that. And we always did it mostly on a Saturday or a Sunday, you know, when there wasn't much activity being done at that mine. And so we always got either a sixth or a seventh day working on that and them cables.
Wow.
And then the high ore cable, that was a flat cable.
Oh, yeah.
And that flat cable was made by the rope gang.
Okay.
Up in the Bell Diamond. And what they used to do, they used to have several strands, you know, reels of several strands. And then they had a long needle with a wire, and there would be a man on each end. He'd stick that needle through them strands, and the guy in the other would come and tighten it up, and then he'd come back, and he'd go and tighten it. That's how them cables were made, by the rope gang. And they used to put double shifts. I think on a double shift, they probably got about 70 or 80 feet of cable on a double shift.